Obama, escucha, estamos en la lucha. Obama, escucha, estamos en la lucha.
That's the sound of thousands of protesters who converged in Washington on Sunday to demand immigration reform and give legal status to the millions of illegal immigrants who are already in this country. They're chanting, Obama, listen, we are in this fight. At that rally was Adrian Vasquez. He joins us again. He's an illegal immigrant who moved to the United States almost 20 years ago with his parents when he was 13 years old. Adrian, you went to the rally on Sunday and obviously are asking the president to make immigration his next big battle. And I'm wondering, what policies do you think are the most important? What do you think are maybe the top two or three priorities?
As far as changing
immigration policy.
Immigration policy, well, number one is giving a pass to all these millions of undocumented workers to become American citizens or to be in a legal situation. That would be number one. And I think everything else just trickles down from there.
Okay. Let's bring in Julia Preston now. She's the national immigration correspondent for our partner, The New York Times. And Julia and Adrian, I want you to listen to these a couple of our listeners and what they had to say. We're going to get that tape for you in just a moment. But, you know, Julia and Adrian, I wanted to bring up some of the arguments against immigration and what's going to make these changes, what Adrian's talking about, difficult. He's saying that we need to give a pass to those who are already here. But obviously, that's a lot harder than it seems to just give someone the legal right to be here who came here illegally.
Well, this has certainly proved to be a very difficult type of legislation to pass. In 2007, there was a very broad coalition in favor, including the Bush administration and many of the activists who were out on the mall on Sunday, and still it failed. What President Obama is now saying to the activists and the many immigrants who rallied on the mall is he wants their help now to find bipartisan support for such a bill.
And do you think he has the bipartisan support?
Not at this point. The most promising legislation is a proposal that has been crafted by Senators Chuck Schumer of New York and Lindsey Graham of South Carolina. And on Friday, Senator Graham said that he thought that if the health care bill went through by reconciliation, which is what happened, that there would be no prospect for immigration legislation this year.
Okay, so Adrian, take a listen to what our listeners had to say.
The point is not whether given ethnic groups who are already here legally are virtuous and have contributed many things to the country in the past. The point is whether the country can continue to accept new waves of immigrants of whatever ethnic group simply because of the numbers that the land can support.
Adrian, what's your answer to that? Do you think that there's a limit to the number of people that the United States can support in a financially secure and healthy way?
Well, I think that's really a question for, you know, economists and specialists who actually deal with that. But I think there is no limit to the number of people that Americans can embrace as being part of their own society. And I consider myself an American. I consider myself a part of this society. And there are millions of us here already. And, you know, we are part of this society. And it's not just a matter of, you know, kicking us out.
Adrian, do you pay taxes?
I sure do, of course.
And you own a car? Do you have insurance?
I do not have a car. I do not have insurance because I cannot hold a valid driver's license. I cannot get a library ID, for that matter.
You can't. You don't have a library card.
No.
Okay, Julia. With the proposal to give a pass, and one of the things that they're saying is that if the illegal immigrants admit that they did something wrong, they might be able to give them legal status. What are the risks involved in admitting that you did something wrong? Could there be possible persecution there? I mean, could they prosecute them?
Well, no. The whole point would be that this would be something resembling a plea bargain. This would be a new feature since this type of legislation has been considered. In most cases, the immigrants who are here lacking legal status do not have criminal violations. This is a civil violation, which is something that is not widely understood, I think, by the public. And so you would be, I think the notion is that these immigrants would admit to a civil violation of law, and then they would pay a fine of some sort. There would be penalties. So that's the notion here. That, as I said, that's a new way of thinking about it in this particular proposal that is being crafted now.
What has changed, Julia, since President Bush first proposed immigration reform back in 2007 and that was shot down? Has something changed that makes it a better climate for this to pass?
Well, I think that there is not a better climate in Washington, but what has changed is what you saw out on the Mall on Sunday, which is a much higher degree of organization and mobilization among the immigrant communities that are calling for this legislation. And that is due in part to the fact that the enforcement climate has been pretty intense. There's been a lot of layoffs still going on at work sites, and people are being arrested and deported at a high rate still under the Obama administration. And so the sense of urgency among the immigrant communities, I think, is quite intense.
No, Napolitano, the director of Homeland Security, is known to be pretty hard on this.
Right, but Adrian, you know, one last question for you. You saw how rancorous the argument was over health care reform. Are you prepared for the argument over immigration to be as angry and passionate?
It is a very passionate argument. It is a very passionate topic. I understand that there's a lot of people. I mean, I spend most nights reading blogs and reading, you know, different newspaper responses and comments from people from all over the country. And I see that, you know, people are very, angry. They're very, they have a lot of resentment. And I understand that. I understand that. In my particular case, I was 13 years old. This case right here that says that, you know, that I should admit that I broke the law. Can a 13-year-old break the law in such a case?
Can we hold them responsible? Adrian Vasquez is an illegal immigrant. He's been in the country nearly 20 years. He attended the rally in Washington. And Julia Preston is the national immigration correspondent for our partner, The New York Times.